Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with some serious commentary. There's been a lot of talk on the Beyond Black and White website on our fan pages about the recent events in Charleston, South Carolina, in which a 21-year-old complete maniac entered one of Charleston's most historic black churches and killed 9 people, 6 black women and 3 black men. And from all indicators that we see, it's really no question that this is a hate crime. And I'll get to a little bit more about how that impacts interracial relationships later on in just a second. So we're all trying to figure out why did he do this? There are reports that Dylan, while shooting people, said, "You're raping our women. There's too many of you. You've got to go." Yet he killed 6 black women, and I'm scratching my head trying to figure out where the news reports of black women raping white women. I just am not seeing. I'm just not seeing that. But what I saw on the fan page was a lot of emotions and a lot of people making making sweeping decisions. And you know, I understand that all of this is based in people just really feeling pain and feeling like they're not being understood. So I want to talk with the white men who are listening to me right now, who are involved in black women, whether you're married or you're seeing someone or you've got a girlfriend. I want you to look at this video before you talk to her about what happened at Charleston today, and it just may save your relationship. Now, I don't know how much all of you know about the civil rights movement and black American history, but this event has special significance to us in the black community. What this man did has symbolic significance. Back during the civil rights movement, hate groups like the KKK would bomb churches, kill little girls going to churches, bomb houses. Basically, it was to send a message that where you think you're safe, you're not. Where you think you can find peace, you won't. Where you think you are sheltered and protected, you are not. That is the message that white supremacists and white terrorists were trying to communicate during the civil rights era. So what we see that happened yesterday is reminiscent of what happened during those times. So what you may be sensing from many black women who are outraged by this, rightfully, is a visceral reaction based on that historic knowledge that this is what people did to instill terror in our people. So when you come into the situation and you minimize it by saying, "Wait, well, we don't have all the facts yet," or you know, "What, all crime is a hate crime, and you know, this isn't about race, this is about a crazy person who did an act of terror," all of that is really asshole-y behavior. I'm just gonna be honest, that is the reaction of a total unempathetic jerk. I don't care what color you are. And this is why it's important to have some sort of cultural understanding of the people that you're dating, so that you don't walk into situations where you're saying dumb stuff, ignorant things, because you have no point of reference. So, white guys, if you know, to approach the issue in Charleston and to minimize it or to dismiss it as not racism, or try to debate about the reasons or the level of evil this was, is not going to get your girlfriend to want you to sleep next to her tonight, or your wife to sleep next to you tonight. She's going to be mad as hell at you, and I can understand why, because you're not making the effort to understand the historical significance of why the shooting in Charleston, and why this white kid who wore, you know, a jacket reflecting the flags of pre of apartheid South Africa, and why he chose the church, why people who opened up to show the love of Christ were martyred because this guy was crazy. For you to address this in any other way than it being awful, and for you to have such blinders on and refuse to acknowledge the racial and historical overtones and undertones of this event, is being a jerk. And you deserve to be in the doghouse if you can't see that. You should probably not be dating a black woman if you cannot show any empathy or understanding or have any sort of historical point of reference. Now, black ladies, you are not off the hook, because I have seen on the fan page a couple of black women who said, see, and this is the reason why y'all can have them white boys, and I'll just stick to you know, minorities and black guys, and I'm never gonna get another black guy again, white guy again. So let's just think about that for a second. So based on the logic of one man who went into a church and shot up some black people, shot up people. So basically, men, white men who kill people. They go out and they kill people. So you're going to use that logic because somebody who's interested in you is part of the racial or ethnic group of the person. Somehow they all know each other. You know, they have meetings. They all know each other. And so you don't want to date them. You've decided that you don't want to date white men ever again because of Dylann Roof, 21 years old, who went into a church and shot and killed 9 people. So my question to you is, based on the fact that white men perpetrate violence against other people, who will you date? Because will you date Asian guys? Will you just say, that's it, I'm only gonna date Asian guys? Okay, but according to your logic, you shouldn't date Asian guys either, because the guy who shot up all of those students at Virginia Tech, he was an Asian guy. So based on the fact that this one guy shot up a whole bunch of people and he happens to be Asian, and that's your criteria, you can't date them either. So, are you gonna date Latino men? You could say, oh, well, I'm just gonna leave white men alone. I don't really like Asian guys. They don't really check for me anyway. I'm just gonna go with Latino men. Latino men don't do stuff like this. Based on your logic, if you are saying that this event is the reason why you are not interested in dating white men, so you want to date Latino men because they're not capable of ugliness, Back in the 80s, there was a guy, serial killer, by the name of Richard Ramirez from El Paso, Texas. Richard Munoz Ramirez, very, very Hispanic, raped, killed, tortured, burglarized 23 women. He's Hispanic, so based on that, you can't date Hispanic guys either. Okay, black guys. Okay, so you've eliminated the white guys, you've eliminated the Asian guys, you've eliminated the Latino guys, because all of them have perpetrated violence against others. So you're gonna date black guys who don't do that? Just looking at a report today that Baltimore and Chicago have huge, huge rates of murders of innocent people, mostly innocent, babies. Black gangbangers kill babies. Black gangbangers gang rape young black girls. So I guess you can't date them either. Do you see where I'm getting with this? Where I'm going with this? It takes more brain energy. And I understand that it takes more brain energy to accept people as individuals as opposed to grouping them all together. But if you are interested in dating interracially, and whether you're just interested in dating interracially Asian men or Latino men, and you're not interested in dating white men, you still have to judge that person on their character and not their color. You still have to have some level of individual examination of those people. So to group an entire race or ethnicity, oh, we forgot Indian men, because you can say, oh, well, Indian men never do anything like that. Well, just look on the news. Indian men are dressing up like cops and gang raping women. It's an epidemic. I mean, basically, based on the logic of what these black women's reasons for why they don't want to date white men because of what happened with Dylan today, they can't date anybody. There's nobody to date. That is if you're judging people on a group. So like I've said from the beginning, I know that a lot of people think, a lot of people assume that I'm just all team white boy and I'm just like, you know, trying to twist myself in pretzels to try to get black women to date white men. No, my goal has always been for black women to open up their options because it allows them and empowers them to make better decisions, more informed decisions, and not come from a position of scarcity. And so that's not putting up anybody on a pedestal. You know, I'm not team black guy either. And I think that there's resentment with that because I'm not, you know, I'm not grading them on a curve. I think that if you have expectations, those expectations should be the same. That no other race should be getting a pass or be graded on a curve or what have you. So that's what I've always thought. So for the women who are saying these things about, you know, why they won't ever date, you know, XYZ because of this happened, I want to make it real personal right now. A couple weeks ago, a black woman starved her kids and locked them in the basement, killed them. She was black. So, you know, based on your logic, black women are horrible mothers and murderers. Nobody should date them either, right? It's pretty absurd, isn't it? It's just something to think about. Everybody needs to take a breath. Everybody needs to make an attempt to understand each other, to shut up and listen, to understand the historic perspective, and to not insist on their own way. I hope that what I've said will be helpful to some of you. All right, and Beyond Black and White, and me and my family and the Karazins, we all lift up the folks in Charleston in prayer. We're very sorry for what happened. We will continue to watch the story and see how it develops. Bye, guys.